All right, just yes, die.
So I got to be honest with everybody here. we did a 72-hour kit one.
Yep.
And it was so good. Probably the best podcast ever recorded in the history of podcasts.
I don't know about that.
It was so good.
I don't know about
and
that.
And then I just deleted it. Literally all the files.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't back up anywhere because I don't know how that stuff works on the interwebs. So we're redoing this.
But this one's going to be even better.
And you want to know why?
Why?
I forgot to talk about food in the first one. That's probably probably important. You're going to need snacks.
So
I didn't even talk about snacks. Maybe, I talked about sweaters, and I didn't talk about food.
Maybe that's the universe being like, put good information out there.
So those of you who don't know, we're going to do a Jesse Ask Ty,
mm-hmm.
and where she gets to ask me a question, or listeners get to write in to the email.
Yes, the themoneystrugglepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and then ask a question, and she gets to ask me. I don't have time to prepare, so I don't have any facts.
Yep.
But I just get, you get to know my opinion, which is...
It is my most favorite segment of all time.
Why? There's, nobody wants to hear my opinion about stuff.
This is great.
But I'm guessing by the title,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about 72-hour kits.
Yes.
Which are old business.
Which is ridiculous. Okay.
It's 96 hours now.
Well
next,
what?
I'm moving it up. Next year, I'm moving it up to 120 hours.
Why the extra day?
Because disasters are getting more grave. And harder to handle.
So you need another day of
food
and water?
Yeah, you just want to prepare.
I love it.
So anyway, we're talking about 72-hour kits, right?
Yes,
so
but ask 96 me,
oh, wait,
hours.
I don't know what the question's about, because I didn't delete the first one. So what's the question you have for me?
The question is, what should you actually have in your 72-hour, now 96-hour kit?
Oh, so yep, now 96-hour kit.
Mm-hmm.
You absolutely need a bunch of stuff. And I thought I would have this memorized. Because this is
like
do
your
for
career
a living,
now. Mm-hmm.
And I got this information from literally my division. Uh-huh. I had to look it up again. So, but you ready?
Yes.
Do you want to know?
I want to know.
First and foremost, you need water.
Okay.
96 hours with water. A gallon of water per person per day. I didn't have to read that one. I know it.
You made eye contact uh-huh. the whole time.
So you do. You need water, of course. Not only to drink and for hygiene, but to cook food. There's multiple reasons you need water. So a gallon of water per person per day.
How are you supposed to store this water, though? That's quite a bit of water, actually.
You can put them in barrels. You can get emergency water. It comes in boxes. You just get water from the grocery store. Just know water does expire.
Oh, okay.
So you got to take a look at it. You got to make sure it's good. Either have an expiration date on it or test the water.
How do you test it? Is it the mom sniff?
Test strips.
Oh, okay.
For water. That's what we use it like. In our big tanks.
Oh.
So you want to know. You want to know about the water.
Water's important.
It's important.
Which is where we're lacking.
Yep. Number, we don't have any water. I know. We have such a poor 96-hour emergency kit.
It's okay.
We have old tuna fish.
It's not
old. We have some rice that the cats and mice have been eating, which wouldn't the cats eat the mice? But no, they like team up and they eat our bags of rice together.
It's so weird.
They're having just a rice party in the storage area.
It's good rice.
Yeah, but we have plenty of sweaters.
So many sweaters.
In case it's the middle of summer, it's too hot.
Yeah.
food.
Yeah.
96 hours of food. You want to be calorie conscious on this.
Okay.
So you want to make sure there's enough calories for you to survive each day. Because there's no point in saying, well, I've got 5 days worth of meals in there, but it's only 1,500 calories total. That's going to last you half a day.
Well, so like what do you suggest?
Well, 2,000 calories a day per person is an average, you know, diet.
So like rice and beans?
Yeah. So things that store and things that have decent amount of calories. Dehydrated food is great.
So you don't want like the kale strip chips?
No kale or seaweed strips. They're not going to, no diet sodas. They're not going to do you any good.
Gotcha.
Dehydrated or even better, freeze-dried foods. Freeze-dried foods will last you 25 plus years.
That's crazy.
If you don't want to do that, you can do bulk foods
uh-huh.
with an oxygen removing package.
I've seen those. Uh-huh.
Right? So, and then you seal the bag in Mylar and you put it in a 5 gallon bucket. Mm-hmm. Those will last 25, 30 years. You got to test them, make sure they're good every once in a while. Recycle.
It's the mom sniff.
So you can do two things. You can store
mm-hmm.
and then, or you can recycle. So storing things is you store food for 25 years and you throw it all away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The recycling one is you store it for maybe 10 or 15 years and mm-hmm. then you start using it. So you bring the old stuff to the front and you start using it, which means you do need to really like your oats or your beans or rice or whatever you're storing.
Mm-hmm.
So just know that. Also, if you're storing bulk and freeze-dried foods, they do take water to rehydrate or to cook. So you'll need...
What about the freeze-dried Skittles?
Those are fine. You can have all the freeze-dried Skittles you want perfect. In the world.
Like, you don't rehydrate that.
Yeah, the Freeze Nums. Go to Costco. Freeze Nums. Just buy a whole flat of Freeze Nums.
Perfect.
And then you're good.
And then you're good.
But you just realize you will require water, so you might want extra water based on how much you need to put in your food.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So just
that's
good
to know.
That.
Yep. That's good to know.
Next one, medications. Make sure you have medications.
Yeah.
And just, I wouldn't stock up on all your
those
blood pressure medication.
Quickly,
they have half-lives. But just know where your medications are. Have them ready to go so you can throw them in a go bag if you need to leave.
Oh, okay.
If you need to leave your house.
Okay.
First aid? You want first aid stuff.
I have the best first aid kit of all all the ages.
Your first aid kit has needle decompression needles and intubation stuff, cricothyrotomy tools.
Do you need your arm amputated? I'm your girl.
You don't have any Band-Aids in there.
That's small fry things.
Every time we ask for a Band-Aid, we go in the first aid kit. Is this a bag valve mask for CPR?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Okay, I cut my finger. Do you have Neosporin? Oh gosh, no. So put Band-Aids in your first aid kit. But yeah, just, you know, the typical first aid kit, you can get it from the store. Those ones work great.
Be ready to stitch someone up.
Yep. You did use your sutures.
Yeah. I cut my finger the other day and I didn't even have to go to the hospital.
You stitched yourself up.
I did.
Like Teddy Roosevelt.
It's like Teddy Roosevelt.
Did he stitch himself up or was he just a pretty frontier-y guy?
I feel like Teddy Roosevelt did a lot of things. He was pretty much a superhuman.
And he would talk about it. He talked about a lot of stuff and he had a sidekick. He didn't talk about it all.
Who's the sidekick?
We had a whole episode on this.
Oh, what was that book I read?
I don't remember.
It was a great one. Teddy Roosevelt.
Yep. Hygiene items. You want hygiene items. So you can do like hand sanitizer, toothpaste, mouthwash, wet wipes.
wet wipes.
Yep, wet wipes. Nail clippers.
No, but really though, like deodorant?
You can if you want. Again, this
what if you want?
This is the apocalypse.
Deodorant is not optional.
Well,
honey,
everything is optional when the zombies are coming after you. So
you gotta smell fresh.
Yep, clothes. You're gonna want clothes and just appropriate for the season.
So
if you're in your house, you have all your clothes. You're fine.
Yeah.
But if you need to leave your house because it's a wildfire or whatever, an ash cloud from a volcano, you're gonna want to make sure you have stuff readily available that you can put in a go bag and get out.
So I don't need to put everybody's sweaters to the side.
You need to knit everybody in our house a sweater and put it in, because we can't wear it out there
in the world,
but we need to put it in our 96-hour kit.
That's right.
A multi-tool or a toolkit is what you also need. So knives, bottle openers, can opener, flathead screwdriver, whatever you think your tools you're going to need for the
apocalypse.
You got to open that tuna can, right? Flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
You want a flashlight, make sure the batteries are good. Make sure you have extra batteries.
Do they
solar power is even better, or winding flashlight?
Yeah, do they still make those?
And they do make the winding radios too.
Nice.
So the wind up radios.
We are very unprepared.
I know. Which gets us to the next one is a radio. You're going to want a radio with AM, FM, and NOAA weather alerts. So you want a weather radio.
Okay, we don't have any of these things. What am I supposed to do when there's an emergency and you leave?
You don't
to go save the day, and I'm like, oh, maybe we have some water and tuna.
Yeah, you'll be fine. I've got a real radio. I don't even need a no. I got a real one.
Oh.
And then you'll be fine.
What about us? We'll be fine.
You trust me. You don't need a NOAA weather radio. You'll just scare yourself. They'll say like the ash cloud is coming. You say, "What? Die! The ash cloud's coming."
I'm like, you're good.
It's like, yeah. Stop Googling stuff. Like, it's not Google. It's NOAA. Jeez. Okay. That's it. That's all you need.
Okay. You want to know what I want in my kit?
No.
Yeah.
No, you want nothing additional.
Two things.
All right. Let's hear it.
Two things. First.
Yeah.
Chicken broth.
No. Why? Why chicken broth? Why?
Because you can make so many things with chicken broth.
You can't. You can make soup.
I can make soup. I can make what else can I make?
Just drink it as. But is it going to be too salty?
There's calories in it. It's fantastic.
So can you have it instead of water? It just seems takes up a lot of space.
No, we're going to do it together.
All right. So you got
and
your
noodles.
Chicken broth.
I'll need some noodles.
You need your chicken noodle soup. Because it's scary and cold outside.
It is.
Everybody's at the end of the world. And then my chicken noodle soup.
Exactly.
Okay.
Second thing. Ready for it?
Yep.
My wood bat. Not these big bats that the major leaguers are hitting with. Absolutely not.
Oh my gosh.
It is. A tree went down for that bat. And it is heavy. And it is clunky.
What do you do?
I'm going to hit people with it.
No, that's close quarter combat. Like, You can't even hammer nails with a wooden bat.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to build a fort. Yeah. I'm going to hit people with it, and I'm going to have a backpack full of soup. And then you're going to want to be on my team because nobody messes with a girl who's hitting people with bats and has a backpack full of soup.
So you're going to be sitting there with your cats on one shoulder and your mice on the other shoulder with your backpack full of rice and your baseball bat walking down the street.
And some broth.
That's scarier than The Walking Dead.
Right? People will just give me things to like have me move along.
Yeah, absolutely.
See? Solved it. Solved emergencies.
All right. Well, your wooden bat for your close quarter combat, you're just going to get shot. People are just going to shoot the lady with the bat.
I'll come at him. Still, you can get shot a couple of times before you go down.
You can deflect the bullets with the wooden bat.
Yeah, exactly.
And it then doesn't make that pinging sound like an aluminum bat does, which is just so annoying.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Yeah, see?
I'm coming over to your side.
See?
I think you're onto something with the wooden bats. Okay. All right. That's 96 Hour Kids.
Team Jesse.
So I gave value on this one.
This was a good one. I feel like you feel better.
I did cheat and prepare beforehand.
But to be fair, this is your job.
To be fair, I should have not had to prepare. Is that what you're saying?
This is your job.
Yeah, okay. All right. So there you go. There's your Jesse Outside segment. Thanks for supporting the Morning Struggle.
You guys are wonderful, and you're going to survive.
And we'll see you on the next one.